You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our light debate where we have to pick a side.
Diet debate.
Diet debate.
Diet debate, yes.
Well, sensible.
Sensible debate. Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, so
right.
You know.
And let's just move on from that.
Did you bring any corned beef and cabbage in for us? Or
me or her?
Me? Oh,
yeah, you.
I wouldn't know how to make that.
It's really hard. You put it in a pot of water, just let it boil.
But I don't like corned beef or cabbage. I am Irish, though, so it's okay for me not to like it.
Oh. You make up for it in the whiskey?
Or just your pale skin?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you for that.
Hey, day.
So you guys know how it's like tradition and yeah. To do this, pinching people that weren't wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. So my question to you guys is it okay to pinch someone today that isn't wearing green? Now, I wanted to give you guys like a background on where this came from because I didn't know, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to throw your Irish street cred out.
I think the street cred is gone since she said she didn't like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Maybe she was trying to grapple some of it back.
Well, the legend says that wearing green makes one invisible to leprechauns. So they would wear green so leprechauns didn't pinch them. So that's where it comes from. People pinching each other as a reminder that the leprechauns could sneak up and pinch them at any time. Uh-huh. But do you think this is a nice thing to do? Do you think it's okay for people to still do this? That's what I'm asking you guys today.
I'll say that it's terrible to pinch people if they're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. Then you can say that it's okay to be pinched.
Okay.
That's right. That suits Nick Reed. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
How dare you go up to someone and pinch them for not wearing green? Maybe I don't have green. Maybe I can't afford green. Maybe I only can afford black and white colors like Katie from Russia. I don't have any other color in my wardrobe attire, so I don't. I'm supposed to be shamed? Are you going to pay for my medical bills? Are you going to pay for my anxiety pills? Because you and I am a victim, and I've been victimized by you who is pinching me. Hashtag something. You need to abide by me and worry about me and my problems. You never should pinch anyone. This is a terrible thing to show to people and children of our society, that people are outraged like myself that you would pinch me and possibly hurt me for the rest of my life. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Your voice changed so many different times.
There's a lot that went on there. All right, well, first of all, we can't handle anything. Everyone gets triggered. It's pinching, for Pete's sakes. You know what the Irish used to do? They would go outside in the front lawn after a few drinks and punch each other in the face just for fun. That was recreation. And we've gotten to the point now, oh, don't pinch me. You're in my safe space. You're triggering me. Secondly, do you know how many missing person cases go unsolved every single year? And does anyone put a connection together with this leprechaun problem that we have? Maybe if we went back, noting the history that she laid out for us here, to leprechaun awareness through pinching, people could be a little more aware of their surroundings, and we could bring those numbers down. Because if we say just one person from being pulled under their bed in the middle of the night from a leprechaun, then it's worth it. And thirdly, the Irish don't have a whole heck of a lot. You're going to take this away from us. The French have kissing. The Spanish have the flu. We get pinching. One day a year. That's it. Let it alone.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.